You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
We call the flesh, this propensity towards sin, this inherited corruption that we got from Adam. There is something within us that still has yearnings and desires to be disobedient to God. Now, what happens when you and I yield to that, and I think all of us realize that at times we do, there is tension in our life and distress, and we sense, we know when we've done wrong. And as a believer, we are convicted by the Holy Spirit that that does not fit who we are.
We're glad you've joined us today for In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley. A Christian becomes a new creation at the moment of salvation, but sometimes old habits and attitudes linger, and there's not much noticeable change. Today, we'll look at the struggle believers have to live a truly transformed life, learn why we struggle, and how God equips us to win over the troublemaker within us.
I used to wonder if the Christian life really and truly worked. I don't mean I wondered that soon as I was saved. I even wondered that after I'd been a pastor for a while. Because I would look at the scripture now and look at my life. And they didn't always match. It wasn't because I didn't want it to match. It was somehow I didn't understand, how do I live this Christian life? With all the difficulties and the hardships and the trials and the temptations, how do I do it? I want you to turn, if you will, to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul has been talking about the freedom that we have in our life once we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And so one of the things he says in this 13th verse, he gives a little warning of his 5th chapter. He says, "For you were called to freedom, brethren, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." Then beginning in verse 16, he says, "But I say walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outburst of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit." And so I want to begin by simply defining what the flesh is. Because usually when people think of flesh, they think of this, you know, our skin, blood vessels, and so forth. This is the flesh. And certainly Paul uses the word flesh to indicate that sometimes, but he also uses it to indicate a spiritual truth. So what is it that he means when he says the flesh? Well, let me remind you that when you and I trusted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, He saved us. He forgave us of all of our sins. He broke the power of sin in our life.